Hello, my beautiful friend. Hi. I am sending you some love on the solstice, which, oh my goodness, I am so grateful that we're turning the corner and bringing in a little more light day by day to life. Makes me think of pinpricks of light, of the tiniest bit of light, how much it can bring us some solace. This music, by the way, I don't know if you can hear it, it's very soft, was a little pinprick of light from my friend Leela, who has been sending me, every once in a while she'll just send me a link to something beautiful that I can listen to. And it's usually something like this. I'll be quiet for a sec so you can hear it. It's some just really gentle, comforting music, her way of saying, in her beautiful way of saying, you know, you're not alone. I'm here, and here's something for you to listen to soothe you. And this is, Trance Frenz, TRANCEFRENDZ, and some other people. I'm not going to list you all because that will take up my whole love gram. But thank you, Leela. And music is a wonderful way to connect with people, isn't it? Like to, you know, if you're thinking of someone and maybe you just send them something either that you're listening to that you think they'd like or music that reminds you of that person, that can be such a beautiful way to connect. And today's Love Gram is actually about connection, as of course they often are. I'm here with my mom and have been thinking a lot about, you know, as many of you know, I'm carrying a lot of things inside of me, as is she. We've had some shared losses and some singular losses as well, individual losses. And I've been thinking a lot about that, about it's the holidays. And I'm hoping that there are many of you listening to this who are not carrying grief with you big time right now. And I'm also aware that there are likely a lot of you who are carrying grief with you right now, at the same time as perhaps visiting people, maybe seeing some people that you haven't seen in a long time, maybe spending time with family. And I just wanted to offer some of my own thoughts about, let me turn this music. Sometimes it's a little distracting. I start listening to the music and forgetting what I'm saying. Sometimes, that's exactly what happened, right? I was listening to the music, I forgot. What I wanted to say to you is that I've been thinking about how important it is to find ways to intentionally plant ourselves where we are, or to be really cognizant of particular moments that we don't want to miss, you know. And of course, as you guys know, many of you who have been following along, I absolutely love my mom and I treasure the times we get to spend together. And I realized that while I'm here visiting her and also carrying a lot of grief, that I wanted to be mindful of all of that and find some ways to make sure that I could be as present as possible while I'm here, right? And I want to offer that to you, whether you too are carrying some grief and you're visiting people during the holidays, or just if you're just visiting people during the holidays and you want to make sure, because even if we aren't going through anything that feels really hard or big that we're navigating, the holidays themselves can often bring a lot of added distraction or stress or busyness in the head that might keep us from really truly being able to feel like we're really right here with the people that we're with, which, you know, there's kind of an expression that a lot of people use, that people want your presence, P-R-E-N. I forgot how to spell it. Presence with a C versus presence with a T is what I wanted to say, right? So people want your presence. They want to know that you're there. And I think more than anything, that's what we want when we're with people that we love. And so I was just thinking about, like, so what are some ways to do that, you know? And for myself, the first way that's just coming to my mind as I'm talking to you is this, right? By bringing awareness to it, by being intentional, like, hey, I don't want to push away what I'm feeling, or, you know, that idea of spiritual bypassing or toxic positivity. I'm not talking about that. However, I do want to sometimes be able to set aside what I might be feeling, and totally focus on the moment with my mom, for instance, you know, trying to find some balance of allowing whatever we're going through, but also maybe sometimes not shutting it away, like for good, but maybe perhaps putting it in a drawer with some soft towels, you know, and then we can come back and get it in a little while. But that was the first thing that came to my mind. The other thing that occurred to me is that often for me, sometimes simply, I keep using the word planting, which is interesting, but I guess that's the word that wants to be said. Sometimes, like, planting myself, like, in the same room with my mom, for instance, like, just she's downstairs reading and I bring a book down and sit in a chair close to hers. And that's a wonderful way to bring that sense of presence and connectedness without really having to start a conversation or, you know, I know for her as well, she's got some grief that she's navigating, and it can be, I think, wonderful to be able to simply be in the same room. Oh my goodness. My recorder had stopped while I was rambling on. And so I don't really know where. Oh, this is part of life, right? This is the messy, imperfect part of life where you're making a love gram and you're talking to your beautiful people out there, and then something happens and you don't know it. I think what I was saying was basically, first I was saying just setting the intention that we want to be present. And then I was saying putting ourselves in the same room and maybe even just in silence or in quiet, or turning on the tree lights, if this person has a tree, or if you do, or a candle, and letting the physical connection really be what takes center stage, you know, without having to fill the room with any kind of conversation, especially, again, if one or the other of you is holding some really tender things, you know. And I think a couple other things that are important to me that I'm really wanting to make sure that I bring into this time with my mom is really to name gratitudes out loud. And, you know, that's a big part of the Say It Now work, which is that really, like, if I'm appreciating something, or I'm noticing something, or if I'm feeling particularly connected, to name it. And that may seem like, well, of course, you know, everybody knows, everybody feels it, but it is really, I think, important to speak out loud, to feel the vibration actually in our chest of when we're feeling grateful about something or glad to be with somebody. And that's a really simple way, I think, also to anchor in that sense of presence with someone. And I really love, I'm going to include a link to a short conversation I had with my friend Sonia Jean. I've shared things with you of her before. She spent a decade taking care of her mom when her mom had dementia. And Sonia Jean really knows a lot about what she calls, like, rooting into the presence. Oh my gosh, now I've got a frog in my throat. Sorry about that. This is a very exciting love gram. But I love that Sonia Jean, I've told you this before, but I want to remind you, because I think it's a really beautiful, beautiful, beautiful encouragement from her, which is that when you're with someone, and again, she talks about it especially at end of life, but what I want to say is that this can be any time that we're with someone we love, to physically, like I just talked about being physically in the same room, but now I'm going to say, like, physically connect in some way that you pause and remember the physical connection. So let's say you put your cheeks together, you know, like when you're leaning into this person, or you take their hand, or you put your hand on their arm, but that you really, again, take note of it and really feel that connection, and take a mental snapshot while you're doing that, you know, oh, you know, this is what it feels like, you know, this is the coziness of a hug with my mom, or this is what it feels like to hold the hand of, you know, my young niece, or whoever you're with. But to help ourselves, and as Sonia points out so beautifully, you know, the physical is one thing that we do lose when someone passes away, and what we want is to be able to feel as if we've taken those mental snapshots and those, like, quote unquote, physical snapshots of the connection, and hold them for ourselves so that we have them later in life when the person might not be here physically. So those are just a couple of the things. I'm sure you guys have some other things that may be dropping in as I'm talking. And if so, I hope you'll note them for yourselves. Maybe take a moment if you have time and email them to me. But mostly what I want is just for us to all be able to slow down a little during this holiday time. And really, again, I'm taking Sonia's word because I love this word, you know, root ourselves. Root ourselves with the people that we love. Plant ourselves right there now, right, while we're with them, even if there's a lot of other things that might be, you know, battling for our attention, things that might be trying to pull us away, we can always come back to those other things. And yet at this moment, right here, whoever we're with, this is where we are. So I think that's the main gist of what I wanted to share with you. I'm so grateful to be here with you. And speaking of, you know, saying it out loud, saying it now, thank you. You know, it means the world to me that we have this time to connect over this virtual coffee table and get the chance to share some ideas about things that really matter, that can get lost in the shuffle of the busyness of life, and especially during the holiday season. And once again, it is the solstice, and I hope that you're feeling that there's just a little more light, either that you have to give, that, you know, light you can share, or perhaps if you're really needing it, that there's a little more light that you can absorb, that you can bring into your own life. Hopefully this solstice will bring us just a little more of that light. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.